We're sponsored by K.E. Cellars. That's Tyler's European-style winery in the French Quarter across from the mall. Halloween's coming Wednesday. Around my neighborhood, the tradition has become that after we take the kids out trick-or-treating, we wind up at someone's house for some grown-up time while the kids do whatever it is that they do. I don't know what they do. I think we neglect them on Halloween, actually. I'm not going to go empty-handed. You shouldn't go either. I recommend that you stop on the way home before you go out trick-or-treating, pick up a bottle or two of fine Texas wine at K.E. Cellars. I'm a huge fan right now of the K.E. Cellars Texas Sangiovese, but that's me. K.E. Cellars is a winery, which means that, like any winery, you can taste any wine before you buy it, so thus you cannot make a mistake. It's a sensational way to buy wine. You taste what they have. You buy what you like. You take it home. There's wine grown and vended right here in Tyler. There's wine grown and vended in wineries all over Texas. All of them sold in a beautiful European winery setting at K.E. Cellars. They're in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. And when you go, be sure to tell them Paul Gleiser sent you. Before I begin, let me get this out of the way. I'm not insensitive to the suffering of those in Southern California who've lost their homes to the wildfires. I can't imagine what it would be like to experience that. I hope I never do. With that said, I'm tired of the mostly Democrat politicians that are demagoguing this story. It's the usual mantra. Man-made climate change, read global warming, resulting in less rainfall and drier conditions, making wildfires more likely, more difficult to fight. The war in Iraq has depleted the National Guard, such that it cannot adequately respond. The Bush administration is uncaring and incompetent. It's all twaddle. Don't believe any of it. Here's the truth. First, that area of California is designed by nature to burn. It burns every fall. Some years the fires are worse, like this one, than in other years, but there's fire to deal with every year. The worst fire on record in Southern California occurred in 1936. That was before the advent of the SUV or Al Gore's movie. Second, human force of any description is useless in the face of a 60-foot-high wall of flame moving at 30 miles an hour. No equipment deployed anywhere in Iraq or anyplace else can make a difference fighting a fire fanned by 60-mile-an-hour winds chasing across land that is predisposed to burn. Third, pardon me, the Bush administration was early, just as it was in Katrina, in declaring a federal emergency and making available federal resources and money. Unlike Katrina, the state and local governments in California are holding up their end and responding to the crisis. Aside from that, there's really not a lot that a president can do to stop a wildfire from consuming whatever's in its path. Implicit in the criticism leveled by the critics, mostly on the left, is the assumption that but for the failures of government, the suffering of those who've lost their homes in California would be greatly reduced or would never have happened at all. Here's the bad news. The government cannot protect you. If you build your home in a geologic fault, an earthquake can take it down. Build in liberal Kansas, it can be swept away by a tornado. Choose to live on the Gulf Coast in Gulfport, Mississippi. Chances are that a hurricane will dial your number. What's happening in Southern California is terrible. It's one of the reasons that I will never live there. But the government cannot protect you from the forces of nature. You have to protect you. You are responsible for what you do. You're responsible for where you live. You live in a free country. You can choose to live as you please. But it's not the government's job to indemnify you from the risks that you take. And living in some parts of the world is a risk. Getting out of the bed in the morning is a risk. You cannot live in a world where nothing bad can happen to you. And you do not live in a world where the government can swoop in and make it all better if something goes wrong. The government is not your mommy, and it cannot come kiss away the boo-boos. The things that are going on in California are truly horrible, and I hope that I never experience anything as bad as that. I am not insensitive to those who are suffering greatly. However, I don't think it is appropriate for Democrat politicians or the talking heads on the media to immediately start trying to make political hay out of something that is so terrible for those that are suffering and so inevitable as a part of nature. Fires in Southern California are a natural phenomenon. They occur every year. If you live out in an area where there's going to be wildfire, chances are sometime or another your house may burn, and that's just a fact of life. Do you expect the government to make your life better for you, to kiss away the boo-boos when bad things happen? You tell me. KTBB.com/YouTellMe.